My wife's from New Jersey, and this is a song for my wife. And for New Jersey. When I lived in New York, I used to stay at the Chelsea Hotel all the time. And, okay, was that for the Chelsea or for New York? I was sitting around one night, I was watching the Oxbow incident on television in my underwear, and it was all by myself. It was a very private moment. Believe me, this is going somewhere. So all of a sudden, there's a key that goes into the door, what I assumed was my door. And the door came open, and a guy and his girlfriend come in to the room, and they close the door, and they're arguing in the entryway. And this was upsetting to me. Not only the arguing, but just the interruption. It was unfair. Anyway, she got mad. She went into the bathroom and locked herself in the bathroom. And this guy is real nervous, and he's got his hand in his coat like this, and there's a lump in his coat, you know. And I know it's not a sandwich. And he tells me I can stay. I know I can stay. This is my room. What had happened, though, and this happens a lot, and it is that they were there the night before, see? And they hung onto their key, and I used to do that. And then they came back the following night, not knowing that someone else would be staying in the room, or they took their chances, and they, yeah. So there we all are. All three of us. He's arguing. I'm missing my movie. It was the real exciting part where Anthony Quinn is, you know, praying in Spanish, and he's on the horse, and they're putting a rope around his neck. And I said, Jesus, this. I waited 2 hours for this moment. And now I got drama in the bathroom. It worked out, though. I said, listen. What you guys need is a room of your own. So I gave a guy $50, and I said, go get a room. And he did. And he brought me back the change and gave me a kind of a blessing like this. And so everybody was happy. It was a happy ending.